Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today, I'm going to make it a very applicable show. I want to tell you what I'm personally just going through, how I'm planning a trip, and how I actually remain physically, mentally, and financially healthy. So some of these points that I'm going to give you are probably totally obvious. Others are not so obvious. So just enjoy it, learn from it, and then, as always, you can either text me, voicemail me, or email me, and let me know what you think. If you have questions, whatnot, I'll be here to help you. Okay, my husband and I just got our brand new passports, and we're going to go to Switzerland, which is our destination, and to Prague to go visit family who are up in years and cannot travel that easily anymore. So, point one, we figured out what our destination is. And as I said, the first one, Switzerland, and then we're going to go from there to Prague. How long are we going to be gone? It looks like, depending on what we can find in regards to airfares, 8 to 10 days. My husband cannot stay away from work much longer than that, and I already told my relatives to start putting work aside for him to have something to do. He's a doer. He cannot just sit around. Three, consider the climate or you're going to, what the weather is going to be like. Here in Southern California, it's usually nice and pretty warm year-round, especially where we are, close to the ocean. But in Switzerland and in Czechoslovakia, winter can set in October already, sometimes in November. Sometimes it's a little bit later, but the days are getting shorter and cooler, and so you need to dress accordingly. So take the climate into consideration. Know what your travel arrangements are. Are you going with the airline only, or by train only, or car, or are you going to have a combination thereof? I know for a fact that we are flying from LAX to Zurich, maybe with a stop in between. I'm not sure about that yet. I will tell you more about that. And we are going by train from Switzerland to Czechoslovakia because that's so much easier. We can get a sleeping wagon, rent some beds, sleep there during the night, and wake up in the morning and be in Prague. So that's all. It's amazing. I mean, that's why I say it's worth it to plan a trip so you actually can have what you need. When it comes to food, do you want to eat the airplane snacks or meals they provide, or you want to take your own because you have special needs or whatnot with food intake, with frequency or whatnot? I mean, those are things that you need to consider. Passport, ID card. Before you book your flight or plan your trip, and make sure it is valid, it hasn't expired yet. Or if it has expired less than 5 years ago, and if it's more than 5 years ago, you need to start all over again, like we just did. Though, the biggest blessing and the biggest pleasure that just happened is we were told it would take 6 to 8 weeks to get our passports. So we thought we might be able to travel October, November. And lo and behold, we got them within 2 weeks. Woohoo! That was amazing. I mean, I really, really was, consider my blessings with that, because now we get to go sooner. Another point, which I listed as number 7, is the comfort. How long do you want to sit still? How much leg space do we have? How spacious are the seats? Why am I saying that? Depending on where you fly to, the seats are relatively narrow. There's almost no leg space. You can't move around. You feel like you're strapped into a jail seat. Well, That is not something I want. And my husband has long legs, so I want to make sure he has enough leg space and he's at the aisle so he can get up and walk around. I don't need to walk as much, but though now, since I'm healthy and I exercise daily, I cannot sit that long without moving around either. So we're going to see that we can move, and that's why we actually were considering having a layover somewhere. Well, within the last week, I've been doing some researching, and I found flights for very inexpensive. However, please be careful. Watch for how long the layovers are. I found them from 45 minutes to 18 plus hours. Well, I know for a fact I do not want to get stuck in an airport for 18 plus hours. However, if you get out of the airport, you have to check back in. And since that's still going to be probably international, you have to be there 3 hours before. So is it really worth it to get out of the airport and have to stand in line for 3 hours again to check back in? Or do you just want to, you know, I mean, you can't really do that much. Plus, then when you have to sleep there and get a hotel, that's going to be an added expense. So sometimes it might be better to just pay a couple of hundred more for a round trip ticket and go direct flight. So you're there in 12 hours in my case, rather than a 28-hour flight, because it has actually not flight, but trip, plus the going to the airport from my house, the going to the home from the airport in Switzerland to where my mom lives. So it's just kind of crazy. So you need to take all those things into consideration, that you do not cramp your comfort style. So definitely look at the layovers and make a wise decision. The time change is 9 hours from Southern California to Switzerland. What if I have a layover in, let's say, what did I find? I found Turkey. I found Toronto. I found, there was another one, Stockholm in Sweden. They have different time zones. So that means I actually have to get my body into more time zones than just one with a direct flight. So take that into consideration. It also can affect your jet lag more or less. But one way to reduce serious jet lag is by drinking lots of water. That really helps reduce the swelling and reduces the jet lag. Number 11, know what you want to do where you go. In my case, it's to visit mom, my siblings, my cousins, my friends. I have not a very fixed schedule for when I'm over there. I want to have some flexibility, but I know that I will need to book my trip, my train ride from here before I go to Switzerland. So I will have a bed in a train to go from Switzerland to Prague, Czechoslovakia. How do we, or how much can we spend on our trip to visit, for food, for whatever we need? Kind of have a budget ready so you don't go over, and then when you come home, you feel like, oh my, that wasn't worth it. We overspent, and now we have to work twice or three times as hard to get the money back to pay the bills. That's not worth it. Make the trip the most enjoyable trip that you can do. How important is it, or is this trip to us? For us, it's very important right now because we just lost our father-in-law. I mean, my husband's father, my father-in-law, 2 years ago. And so now my mom is next in years. And it's important for me to still see her as often as I can while she's alive and she recognizes me. Even if she cannot travel in her late 80s anymore, or not as easily, I am feeling great, happy and healthy. I can do the travel. And therefore, this trip is very important to us. How does it affect us physically, mentally, and financially? I kind of went to that point already. Physically, yes, it's a change. altitude has an impact on me physically. If I drink enough water, I don't get as much jet lag and I don't swell up as much. So that's good. Financially, of course, it costs money to go places, but it's going to be budgeted in. And mentally, knowing that I've gone to see my mom and my family is going to be a relief. Because remember the motto that we have, be your best, do your best, and give your best daily so you won't have any regrets. That really comes right down to this. That everything with a well-planned trip is going to help me balance physical, mental, and financial health. And that's my goal, and that's what I'm talking about. How to plan best for a successful trip, stay, and time wherever we go? Well, that are actually the things we said. Take enough time to plan. Don't rush into something that you'll regret. It's better to go a day or a week later and have the most enjoyable time than not. Choose the best airline and compare prices, the time in the air, the layover time, the rating of the airline, the route of the airline, the service of the stewards and stewardesses. All that has a big impact on how you feel when you arrive, if your trip was a wonderful flight or if it was a real pain. So do the legwork up front so you can actually really travel. Also, be prepared for any deviations, as that is part of life. If you need to travel with medications, a CPAP like I need to, or other aids, wheelchair or whatever it is, make sure it's all right with the airline before you get to the airport. I have found out the CPAP is no problem to take across because that's a medical equipment that I need. And so it doesn't even count as carry-on. So those are good things to know because I thought, well, you know, I mean, if that's my carry-on, what am I going to do? Well, it doesn't count. So definitely make sure that you have all your ducks in order before you go on the trip so it can actually be relaxing and pleasurable. I do have a link here that I want to give you as a little gift for safety tips on travel with electronics. There are quite a few things that you need to be aware of, and I would like for you to download that tip, especially when you have listened to the entire show. It's http://www.travelzoo.com/blog/20/tips/before-traveling-internationally. And that has to do with adapters and whatnot, and what to download and what not to download, how to take care of your electronics when you're somewhere else and you can't take it with you. Make sure everything is safe and secure. So that was a quick download on happy and safe travel, being physically, mentally, and financially balanced and healthy. And I want to give you my contact information. If you want to write to me with suggestions, questions, whatnot, you can go to coachdenise@ctdigest.net, or you can leave me a voicemail or a text at 562-335-4956, or one that I could not add to it. You can go on my web, which is Denise Thompson, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, and you can see what's going on there. Anyway, I'm always open for, interaction, so please take me up on that and contact me. Also, if you would like to share something on my show that has to do with physical, mental, and financial health, I would love for you to be my guest, and we can plan for that. All you need to do is contact me. Give me a short bio and about 10 or 12 questions that I can ask about your strengths that you want to talk about, your subject, and I'm sure we can arrange for something. So I hope I have been able to open up your eyes for a few things for a safe and secure travel, and I wish you all a most wonderful, happy, and blessed day, and a great, great Thursday. Take care.